Well, more grace to everybody. Thank you for you that are here on the call. And I changed my location in the house because it's my understanding that the call kept going on. The devil started fighting the prayer line yesterday. And I don't want that to happen. I want you all to be able to receive and get a part of this as much as those who are watching online. There are those who are watching on Facebook and YouTube. Come on, let's go ahead and connect them. So we're grateful to the Lord for what he is doing. More grace to everybody. There's a man of God by the name of Pastor Washington used to say, to the uttermost Jesus saves, and he wants you to live. That is true. So let's go ahead and get ready to pray and to intercede. More grace. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. Sister Joy will let me know as the people come in on Facebook. But more grace to everybody. I am so glad to be on here with you again. And as I said, I am making it my business. I changed locations. You know, I had a pretty background for y'all the other day. But I want to make sure those who are on the call are getting an opportunity to tap into this prayer as much as you are. Because let me tell you something, prayer works. It is the secret of my life. You know, whether you are Lord or not, I can cook a little bit. That's not true. I can cook a lot of it. I can really cook. And people are always asking me what my ingredients are, and I'll tell them it's secret ingredients. Amen. You can't give it away. And but one ingredient, most definitely, that is secret of any good food is love. That's a very powerful ingredient. You can tell when somebody is cooking who's angry, who's upset, who's mad, who don't want to be bothered. Amen. And I want to say to you that the secret ingredient to the success of Prophet Khan's ministry has been my prayer life. Now, I'm telling you that I've not dotted every I, I've not crossed every T, I've not done everything right. The man of God called me the other day, and he said, Khan, I really want to ask you a question. And he said, do you have any, like, technique? You know, your church has grown during the pandemic. You was able to do that. You was able to do this. And I responded to him, and I wasn't trying to be funny at all. I said, to be honest with you, I can tell you nothing but the grace of God. It is the grace of God and the favor of God that has gotten me to the place that I am today. Nothing to do with my skill, nothing to do with my ability, nothing to do with how smart I am. It is nothing but the grace of God. But I will tell you, one of those key secrets is prayer, because I've learned that a man who prays cannot be stopped. A man who calls on the name of the Lord, who intercedes, not just publicly, but privately, hallelujah, who keeps a consistent prayer life will never, ever be stopped. And people will try to stop you. Sometimes you will try to stop you. But if you keep a strong prayer life and stay before the Lord, no devil in hell will ever be able to hinder you and stop you from fulfilling the promise and the purpose of God that God has ordained for your life. Are you listening to me? So I'm going to get on here and talk to you very quickly about some secrets that are some things that you need to know in order for you to make sure you understand the power and the need to pray. Prayer cannot just be something that you do every now and then. Prayer has to be a part of your daily lifestyle, all right? I believe I heard a man by the name of Bishop Williams declare that prayer is a daily necessity for daily triumphs. Did you hear me? That's right. He said prayer is a daily necessity for daily triumphs. If you're going to have triumphs every day, you're going to have to pray every day. If you're going to have triumphs every week, you're going to have to pray every week. They don't just happen. Nothing just happens. Everything that happens, happens by prayer and by revelation. You got to intercede. You got to call on the name of the Lord. So give me a minute just to find some things. And that's my ice machine, Meg, if you hear that. But I just want you to understand that you're going to have to give yourself the prayer. You're going to have to give yourself the understanding. And you're going to have to understand that prayer is the only way you're going to walk into the power of God. And while I'm praying for you right now, and while we get ready to pray, I arrest every misunderstanding. I arrest confusion. I destroy every veil over your eyes. I destroy every veil that is over your ears, and I command divine clarity in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm not just praying for nothing. I'm not on here praying, trying to be cute, trying to be wonderful. Anybody who knows me knows that if it was up to me, I'd just be on this prayer line. But I really felt compelled by the Spirit of God to come on here and to push the people of God in prayer. And people all over are praying. I'm not the only one praying, but God has really given me a mandate in this hour to push prayer. As you know, this weekend we'll be in Chicago, Illinois. That's correct. We'll be in prayer this weekend, calling on the name of the Lord, starting at 10 o'clock. And I'm not just doing that for no reason. I understand that there are watches in the night and there are watches in the day. There are certain times to pray. You understand? And I understand that the enemy is trying to destroy the life of your children. He wants to destroy the life of your family. He wants to destroy the life of your business. He wants to destroy the life of your church and your ministry. The enemy is doing everything he can to destroy your life. And if we're going to prevail, the church must stay on the wall. We got to stay on the wall. Because if we don't, we're going to miss our role in history, and we're going to miss it through ignorance. We're going to miss it through just coming here and playing games and selfishness. You are here to be a part of history. There is a reason that you were born during this hour. You could have been born in the 19th century. You could have been born in the 20th century. But God designed for you to be born in the 21st century. And there's an assignment that you are going to have and that you're supposed to fulfill. And history, you listening to me, history is either going to remember you for good or they're going to remember you for bad. But it's based on whether you fulfill your assignment. Not based on how big of a house you build, not based on how big of a car you drive, not based on how much money you obtain. You have to fulfill your assignment. And we're running into an issue in the body of Christ because everybody understands prayer but the church. I mean, every religion. Jews pray 3 times a day. Muslims pray 5 times a day. Even though they have wealth, even though they have money, even though they live in nice cars, they have a strong prayer life. But it is Christians that once you get a house, once you get a car, once you get money, once you start getting degrees, you lose your prayer life. And we compromise our prayer life. But others don't. I mean, I can take you to Muslims and take you to Jews who are multimillionaires who pray consistently 3 times a day, who pray consistently 5 times a day, who do not miss their prayer time. They have timers set every time of the day to make sure they don't miss their prayer life. But it is church people who, once you get some money, once you become successful, come on, preachers, once you get a big church, you lose your prayer life, you lose your drive to pray, you lose your consecration and your dedication. And the church, the body of Christ, is going to have to get serious about prayer. Because there are 2,700 promises in the Bible, and you will never experience them if you don't give voice to them, if you don't add faith to your prayer, if you don't intercede, if you don't call on the name of the Lord. The promises and the blessings of God are conditional. I believe it is over 300 times that you see the word if in the Bible. If my people, which are called by my name, if you be willing and obedient, if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The promises of God and the blessings of God are conditional. Even mercy is conditional. Everybody don't get mercy. The only people who get mercy are the merciful. And that's what the Bible says, is that blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. All right? And with all the power we have, and with all this anointing we have, and with all this grace that we have, I'm telling you right now, we need to understand that the promises of God are conditional. There is a promise over your life. There is a prophecy over your life. There is destiny over your life. But it is not going to happen if you don't give yourself to prayer. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. I may sound like I'm yelling, but I am very passionate about prayer because it seems to be the only thing that, you know, we always have any, you preachers, and I say this, I'm not throwing off, but you preachers who have preaching conferences, I never talk about the power of personal dedication and prayer life. Your conference is void. If you're having conferences and you're not teaching the preacher that he must have a solid prayer life, your message is no good. Preaching is not good enough. I've seen preachers who can pray for 4 hours. I'm sorry, who can preach for 2 hours and 3 hours, but cannot offer a prayer for 20 minutes. Because it's not about how wonderful you are. And it's not about how good you can preach. How long can you pray? Remember this. Preaching is gift, but prayer life flows out of relationship and communion and fellowship and character. And the more time you spend with him, the more you come like him. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Look at what the word of God says. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. But why is he able to save? Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus died for your son. He died for your daughter. He died for your family. Jesus paid the ultimate price. And even though his mission was accomplished at Calvary, he is still seated at the right hand of the Father. And guess what he's doing? He's in intercession. That's what Jesus is doing. 30 years he walked. He was the Word made flesh. He taught us how to operate. All right? But I told you yesterday that Adam disobeyed and ceded the earth to the devil. And now Satan is operating on Adam's lease. Jesus knew and understood that he was operating on the devil's territory. So he knew that because he was in Satan's territory, he had to override the devil in prayer. You cannot compromise your prayer life under no circumstance. Period. It's not a game. It's not a joke. You cannot miss prayer. KCC Charlotte is open 24 hours a day. You know why? Because we've been called to pray. Now, guess what? A bunch of them are lazy. They won't go to prayer. They won't go to the prayer. And God said, could not you wait with me but for 1 hour? Out of 24 hours, you can't go and pray, KCC, for 1 hour? Men and women of God, handmaids of the Lord, daughters of Zion, there are prayer meetings at your church. You can't pray for 1 hour? We're in trouble. You cannot compromise your prayer life. Preachers, handmaidens, daughters of Zion are dying prematurely because we're not serious. Every religion takes prayer serious but the church. You can walk in a store right now and a practicing Jew is ready to, I'm talking about you ready to buy something. You got the money in place. If it's prayer time, they won't sell it to you. Right now, practicing Jews, you can walk in their store, walk in their jewelry store, walk in their suit store, ready to make a purchase, and if it's prayer time, guess what? They are not going to give you what you want. Guess what they're going to tell you? You got to wait. But let it be one of us. Let your prayer time be at 10 o'clock, and somebody walk in ready to buy something. Guess what you're going to say? Oh, praise the Lord. Look at God. My prayer has been answered. You don't even know. It's a trap of the enemy. And he said, my people are destroyed, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, because of a lack of knowledge. Jesus was always praying. He was always in intercession. Why? Because he understood that he was in the devil's territory. He said, pray without ceasing. Why? Men ought always to pray. Why? Because you are in the devil's territory and the enemy is always fighting you. Are you listening to me? There's a war going on. He said, be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is going out there as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Jesus, all through the gospel, in Matthew, in Mark, in Luke, in John, guess what he was doing? He was praying. I done shouted my hanky out. Hold on. Glory to God. He was always in prayer. He was always in intercession. And guess what? His ministry on earth is complete. And guess what he's still doing? Praying. Hey, hallelujah. It's been over 2,000 years, church. And guess what he's doing? Praying. Why you got to pray? Because prayer is what appropriates what Christ has done at Calvary. It is prayer that does it. What do you mean, Prophet Garn? Let me help you understand. You have money in the bank. But just because the money's in the bank doesn't mean that you got the house or the car. You have to cash it. And the way you cash the promise of God is through prayer. There's a promise over your life that you are more than conquerors. But guess what you got to do? Pray. Yay! Hallelujah. Look, let me show you something. We're going to get in prayer, because I get stirred up and I can just preach on prayer. But Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Look at what it says. It says, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized, watch this, and praying, the heaven was open. Jesus being baptized and praying, the heavens were open. A whole lot of folks was baptized before Jesus got in there. But Jesus did something that the others didn't do. He prayed. And as a result of him praying, guess what happened? The heavens opened. Yay! And as soon as he got done having that encounter, the Bible declares that he went right into prayer and fasting. When you pray, the heavens are going to be open over you. I'm ready to get into some prayer. Yay! I said, I'm ready to get into some prayer, because I understand that the only way that you're going to make it is through prayer. Are you listening to me? We are going to pray today. And we are praying that every cycle in our life, every demonic cycle, every cycle of delay, every cycle of sickness, every cycle of bad relationship, we are commanding every cycle to be broken. Some of you keep going through the same thing over and over. Now let me teach you something. Things that you want to come to you, you pray when the sun is going up. I don't want to get into this, because you talk about this stuff online and people think you into the dark side, and that's just because you're ignorant. But it seems like people understand, witches and warlocks understand spiritual matters more than the church. They use it. David said, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He understood that there are elements and stars and things that are working for us and against us. Jesus was located by his star. Hey, hallelujah. You got a star. Again, I don't want to get into that, because that's a little too deep for some of y'all. But I'm going to tell you something about Revelation. That things that you want to come to you, you pray while the sun is going up. Things you want to go away from you, you pray while the sun is going down. We are in the evening, and we are commanded every demonic cycle, every ungodly cycle, every cycle of poverty to be dismantled off of our life. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every cycle in my life working against me, be broken. Be broken.
Be broken. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every cycle of delay, every cycle of sickness, every cycle of financial delay, every cycle of heartbreak, every cycle of pain, every cycle of disappointment, hurt, and rejection. Father, today, as I lift my voice and pray, I command every cycle to be broken. Every cycle that wants to prolong my deliverance, every cycle that wants to prolong the deliverance of my children, my family, every cycle that wants to stop my healing and stop my breakthrough by divine authority, I command every cycle to be broken. Let every cycle be broken. Every cycle of poverty, every cycle of sickness, every cycle of disappointment, of hurt, of being let down, of pain, of rejection. Hey, hey, by divine authority, I command every cycle to be broken. Every cycle of fear, every cycle of pain in the life of my family, in the life of my mother, in the life of my father, in the life of my son, in the life of my daughter. Tonight, as I lift my voice and pray, I command every ungodly cycle to be broken. Hey, 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 lift your voice and pray. Bele dovo, luka lini mi antana dosa. Be broken, be broken. Every cycle that desires to destroy my children, every cycle that operates in my bloodline, from my father's house, from my mother's house, every cycle that came through sin, through rebellion, every cycle that was sent by witchcraft, black magic, contagious magic, candle magic, potion magic, I cancel it. I cancel every cycle. I destroy every cycle. I dismantle every cycle and declare that whatever cycle is operating in my life, cycles of fear, cycles of infirmity, cycles of insanity, cycles that causes me to end up in bad relationships and be heartbroken, I cancel that cycle. I dismantle that cycle. I uproot that cycle and command that cycle to be broken. I command that battle come to an end. Come to an end. I declare that cycles of pain are being removed and broken in the name of Jesus. Kobasha Yemande Erebosu Tolele Manda Lakia Manka Duri Biandele de Shete Landolobosu Tolele Mandi Mikande. Lift your voice and pray. Eba Shanama Milandolobosu Tolele Me. Libandi libikita la mandola kukustia, veka di bandolobo suto lele maya. Hey, halabasha, yendele bege kalamandolobo suto lele me, yande beke talamasaya. We are going to pray today. 2 Samuel, chapter 15. Hallelujah. For that first prayer we prayed, use Nahum chapter 1, verse 9. As your scripture, all right? Use Nahum chapter 1, verse 9, as your scripture, that the affliction will not rise a second time. Nahum chapter 1, verse 9. That was for the first prayer. Now we're going to pray 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 12. Now, why are we using this? Scripture is very important because scriptures is the law, all right? Scriptures is how we understand how things operate. I'm trying to decide. Hold on, y'all. Scripture is how we decide. That's what we use. 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 12. Hallelujah. Kodi Basha. Look at what it says. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices, and the conspiracy was strong. Absalom turned on his father, but he used Ahithophel. And the reason he used Ahithophel is Ahithophel was an oracle. His words were so powerful that the Bible declares that when he spoke, it was as if God was talking. So they never questioned him. But Absalom manipulated Ahithophel, and the conspiracy was strong. But today, tonight, we are countering every conspiracy. Lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus, I counter any conspiracy working against me now. I counter it. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, by divine authority, I cancel every conspiracy. I counter any conspiracy that is being cooked in a pot. Any conspiracy that is being boxed in the womb of the enemy, any satanic womb, every satanic incubator, every satanic NICU where my children, concerning my nation, concerning my family, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every conspiracy to be countered. Any conspiracy that is operating in KCC, that is operating in my church, in my family, at my job, today, hey, 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 as I lift my voice and pray, I counter every conspiracy, and I declare that every conspiracy shall not stand, neither will it come to pass. Hey, 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 it will not stand. Hey, lava debo, robo saluma, le mandili biki da la hataya. I command every conspiracy working against me in the political realm, on the internet, every conspiracy working in my church, in my family, in my house, in my business, on land, in water, foreign and domestic, I counter every conspiracy against my legacy, against my name, against my future, against my nation. By the word, I declare that it will not stand, neither will it come to pass. No conspiracy within or without, foreign or domestic, at home and abroad, I cancel every conspiracy. I dismantle every conspiracy against my name, against my children, against my husband, against my wife, against my family, against my church, against my pastor. Every conspiracy happening undercover, every conspiracy in the womb of the enemy, every conspiracy being cooked in a pot by witches, by warlocks, by liars, hey, by schemers, today I counter your conspiracy. I counter your plan. I counter your agenda and declare it will not stand, neither will it come to pass. Hey, 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 lift your voice and pray. Hey, Malarobo Shata. Hey, it will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand in my finances. It will not stand in my house. It will not stand in my children. It will not stand. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus. Katalaba. You are blessed today. You are favored today. Let me tell you something. I will never be stopped. I don't say that arrogantly. I say that because of the confidence of the power of prayer. I bind God to this word. And I got a single coming out soon that says he will do just what he said. Are you listening to me? I bind God to this word because he don't tell lies. He's a man of his word, and he do what he say. You are blessed today. Sir, you are favored today. Every conspiracy is being dismantled off of your life. I'm headed to church tonight, preaching a series entitled, It's Time to Have More. You need to meet me in Chicago this weekend. We're praying. This is the underground prayer movement. We operate in underground. This is the first time we've been online. We're usually on the phone call, 1,000 of us calling on the name of the Lord. But I decided to invite you all up until Friday. We're going to be in Chicago on Friday at 10 o'clock at 3 South Laramie, Zoe Life Ministry. You need to meet me if you're in Indiana, if you're in Michigan, if you're in Wisconsin, any other state I missed. We'll be praying for 8 hours. 10 hours, praying till we feel like we got the breakthrough. Don't come there if you want to be cute. But if you need a breakthrough in your children, in the life of your family, in the life of your mother, your father, if you're tired of being in the rut you're in, the only thing going to break it is prayer. And it cannot be prayer every now and then. Jesus prayed all the time, and he is still in intercession. You are blessed. You are favored. Go to the Cash App. Sow a seed today of $15.12. That's $ PBCJR. That's $ Kingdom City Culture. Yay! Halala Boboku Talamande. Medili andala kudala hazia. Hey, madulibi anka tolobo usa. Yay, hey, hey, meledi bahasa kandala kutaya. Yay, la badala hazikandala atuna. Le mandilibi adolo okushna. Hey, I command you to sow now in faith. I got scripture for Daniel chapter 10. I'm sorry, Acts chapter 10. His prayers and his arms was used as a memorial. Dollar sign, Kingdom City Culture. Dollar sign, PBCJR. BrianCarn.com, BrianCarn.org. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. So you'll see the $15.12. Don't miss it. So are the anointing is flowing. You that are watching, give now. You that are on this call, give now. Don't hesitate. Don't let nobody stop you. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. We are countering every conspiracy. Somebody's trying to work something against you right now, but it's not going to work. I said it's not going to work because it's been countered, and you're going to counter it in prayer. Keep countering it. Cancel it. Dismantle it. Destroy it. Uproot it. And declare, it will not prevail. It will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. Because the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Dollar sign, Kingdom City Culture. Dollar sign, PBCJR. BrianCarn.com. Sow your seed in faith. I'm headed to church right now in Charlotte. Because it's time to have more. And I'm excited about what God gave me in prayer. Woke up this morning. God started talking to me about a word to minister. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. And because God is the greatest power, you'll never be defeated. I'm looking for you in Chicago this weekend. It's going to be fire. That's what my niece told me. She said it's given. It's given. You know, it's given. Whatever that be, it's given. All right? I love you. You are blessed. See you this weekend. KZC, see you in Charlotte tonight. Get your happy hip to church. I'm looking for you. And don't be late. More grace.